How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast.
Today, I'd like to share my perspective on a really big topic in the raw vegan health community, and especially in the detox community, which would be cravings. And basically, there are two different reasons for cravings, and most of the people in the community talk about the emotional cravings, especially in the detox community. People always talk about, you know, as soon as a craving for something unhealthy or something salty or fatty comes up, it is an emotional thing. It is because of past trauma, because in the past we might have suppressed stress or anger or certain emotions that we don't really like, and we grounded ourselves with heavy foods or unhealthy foods. And this for sure is a big reason. Emotional eating, or in general, distracting ourselves with food. But not only that, other people might drink a glass of wine in the evening or maybe smoke cigarettes all day. As soon as they have a moment to breathe, they just, you know, I'm getting restless. I need a cigarette or something like that. And other people even take heavier drugs. Other people distract themselves with pornography or many different things that us humans found to distract ourselves with. But that is not really the aspect or the reason that I want to talk about today, about cravings. I want to talk about the other reason for cravings, which would be a physical craving. The body really just giving you the signal to eat something because it really needs it. And for sure, if you have a craving for pizza, the body doesn't really need it. But there could be something in the pizza that the body needs. And most of the time, if we crave something salty, it's because we are lacking minerals. But of course, the minerals in salt isn't as bioavailable as, for example, in greens. So the overall problem in today's society or world, in most parts of the world, I would say, but especially in the more industrialized world is the lack of good produce. Especially in the supermarket, most of the time it comes from far away. It's not organic, it hasn't been grown in nutrient-rich soil, it has been fertilized, and it has chemicals in it. And yeah, that's a huge issue. But even if we go to the farmers' markets, most of the time, the farmers don't really grow it in nutrient-rich soil, and it's not really grown in a permaculture integrated way, you know, using the technology, I would say, and the cycles of nature. Because many people want to make profit and they don't know how to do it better. And even myself, I'm just starting to learn about permaculture and how to grow food in a sustainable way, but still, you know, be able to make profit. So my point is that many people who think that it's just an emotional craving might experience actually a physical craving because of different reasons. First of all, one of the most obvious things, but for people that believe calories are not real, is that they are just lacking calories. They are not eating enough in general, and that's why the body is not satisfied. Besides that, even if people get enough calories, for example, if you would eat only fruits, like let's just say as a theory, you eat 30 bananas a day is roughly 3,000 calories, which should be enough, but still the body is craving something, you know, like where's the nutrition? Like I'm still hungry. And that could be because there's a lack of nutrition in the bananas that come from Costa Rica or somewhere in South America, and they are shipped to Europe or to Northern America or wherever in the world. Of course, they can't really have a huge nutritional value. That for sure, I'm eating, you know, a lot of bananas, and I'm very grateful to have access to them, but it's not enough. The body needs more than that. In nature, we would have access and we would eat so many different types of species and plants, greens, sometimes maybe some nuts and seeds. Maybe we would dig out some root vegetables. Mostly, of course, we would go for fruit, but we would really choose a high variety of different things. For sure, raw. But the problem is that there's no nutrition in the foods most of us eat. So, and together with the belief of detoxification that we can only heal once we, you know, eat only fruit or go on a long juice fast or even do a water fast or do a mono fruit island, like all these concepts, or, you know, eating the most astringent fruits because, you know, they have the most astringent value and they squeeze out all the toxins from the body. And these concepts, these theories, they sound good, but in reality, we really have to look at nature and how it works. And if we rid our body of all these different types of plants that we would eat in nature, and most of us really don't have access to, even people that, you know, grow their own food don't usually incorporate like a huge amount of varieties. Many just grow specific things. Even on the farmer's market, you just get specific things, you know, carrots, beets, apples, this and that, some salad, some greens, some lettuce, and things like that, because that's just what the people know and that's what they will buy. If a farmer would just put something on their shelves on the farmer's market, people wouldn't really, you know, some would maybe ask, but most people would just look over it because they don't know it. So that's why they don't grow a huge variety. One of the reasons. So really, detoxification is amazing and it's fine, but we also need to rebuild. We need to give our bodies the minerals and the nutrition it really needs to build itself up, to build a strong immune system. And if we look at nature, animals that live in nature, that graze, you know, and eat all these different types of species and plants, they don't get sick. But we people living in a society that's sterile in many ways, even the food is sterile oftentimes, even on the farmer's market, we don't really have the interaction with the dirt, you know, and the earth and the microbes and the bacteria. And that's really what we need. And so if that resonates with you, what I just said, talking about cravings, for sure, look at your physical cravings, look at your cravings and see where it comes from and really reflect on if it might be possible that it comes from a physical craving. Because for sure, there can be emotional cravings and usually it's intertwined, both of them, both aspects and both reasons of cravings. But many times, especially after already being, you know, eating healthy, if you have been eating healthy for a while and, you know, you're living a more balanced life and there shouldn't be really too big of emotional cravings, it could really just be a physical craving that you need to eat more, or you need to eat more variety, including some greens, especially if you have been eating lots of fruit and you have been doing lots of juicing. Maybe your body is really just craving a little bit of fat, you know, some avocado or some seeds, or even just some greens, some minerals. And I've experienced this myself, and my business partner and my best friend, Damien, also, like, from his experience, he can even talk much more about this because, you know, for most of his life, he had access to a garden with fresh produce. And when he came here, when he was living together with me, caring for me when I had my broken leg, he said, well, I'm still drawn to mostly raw foods and I can still make amazing recipes that are satisfying, but it's not the same. The amounts of food and the sizes of the salads we've been eating when he was here and we were living together was huge. And now when I look at the things he sends me or posts on social media, now that he's back in Spain in his own has access to his own garden and picking, you know, fresh produce, even in winter now, the quantities he's eating is much smaller and it's way more satisfying. That's what he tells me all the time. So really our only option is starting to grow our own food. And even if you don't have a garden or not even a balcony, you have no space outside to grow food, you can really start off with microgreens, just getting some seeds, for example, some alfalfa seeds or, you know, chickpeas. You can really use a lot of different things and grow in small boxes. For example, if you get these small plastic boxes from the supermarket where there's like some spinach in there or different types of produce, you can really save these. Just put some soil in there and put in some seeds, put some soil on top, water them, and put them on the next to the window, and they will grow. In a couple of days, you will have amazing microgreens, fresh greens, nutrient-rich, and you will taste the difference for sure. So really look at yourself, look at your life situation, your home, and really reflect on what you can do, what is the best thing you can do in your situation, and do that. And then maybe there will be new opportunities in the future that you can use. But for now, just do the best and don't think, you know, oh, I can't, you know, grow my own food. I can't do this and that. Really just do the best you can and then take the next step when you are ready and when the opportunity comes. But I really hope this shines some light on the issues of cravings and the opinions many people have. It's not always about, you know, an emotional craving, and you don't always have to push it aside. Your body is really intelligent, especially if you have been eating quite well and you have been transitioning slowly away from processed foods and your craving isn't for a burger or a pizza. Your body tells you something, usually. Your body is really intelligent. Don't think you are smarter than your body and smarter than your intuition. Listen to that voice and really see where it's coming from and try out different things. You know, maybe it really was just a physical craving, and as soon as you eat, incorporate more greens, or maybe, you know, start making green juices, maybe you feel less cravings, and then you know it came from that. And if it didn't, then you can try something else, you know, but just try it out, be experimental and let go of that pressure of being perfect and trying to do everything, you know, in a perfect way, because we are on a journey. We are all on a different path and we need different things in each moment of our life. So, you know, connect with your body more, connect with your intuition more, listen to these internal feelings that arise and emotions, and especially when cravings are coming up, and see, really be open to where it's coming from. And then I'm sure you will find a way to, yeah, be able to deal with them in a healthy way and not just push it aside or say, oh, it's just emotional and, you know, things like that. So, yeah, if you have any questions regarding that topic, or that's something you are dealing with and you don't really know how to fix it, feel free to, not only feel free, but really, like, reach out to me. Let's connect on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. And yeah, just tell me what you're going through. And I really love to connect with you and get to know you better. Otherwise, subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already. I'm uploading every Sunday. And yeah, that's it for today. I wish you an amazing rest of the day, wherever you are and whatever time it is. And yeah, see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.